This is Dubai Eye 103.8. Inspiration for staying in or going out. We've got you covered.
And a warm welcome back to the studio to Brian Prestige, the founder of Brian Prestige International and the presenter of Deals in High Heels. Great to have you back with us.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So last time I caught up with you was actually on my show starting up on Saturdays, 1 till 3. If anyone's not heard it yet, it's brilliant. Brian, you were telling us that you were going to take part in a reality TV show. So we're going to get to that because you've obviously been away since I spoke to you. So I'm quite excited to learn more about that. But first of all, just for people who might not know, tell us a little bit more about your company Deals in High Heels.
So we've got a talk show called Deals in High Heels. And essentially what we do is invite our businesswomen here in Dubai to come on and talk about personal professional development. So I started this about 3 years ago now. And in the last year, we've had over 2,000 businesswomen. So it's grown considerably.
And you get lots of high profile women on the show. I mean, I've seen some of the names you get.
Very much so. So quite a mix of corporate and also entrepreneurial women.
And what's the sort of feedback you get? Because, you know, we hear lots and lots about women doing better in the workplace, but of course this is aimed at being inspirational too.
Absolutely. And I'm a huge believer that we should be supporting one another, encouraging us to grow within our careers. And what I really wanted to do when I came to Dubai is build an ecosystem and a very supportive ecosystem. And I wanted to make it smaller as well, because it really helps here in Dubai if you've got those connections. The market is largely based on referrals and your reputation. So by doing so, it was a very quick way to build up my own and also other people's as well.
Okay, let's get to the reality show, because yes, I am excited to hear about this. Last time I saw you, you were jetting off to Canada, I think it was. And the show's going to be called The Social Movement, and it's going to go on Amazon Prime. So first of all, tell us about the show, or tell us what you can tell us about the show.
So I do have to keep something secret, of course, and I don't want to ruin it for all the watchers. But let's just say it was an amazing week. So I left Dubai at the start of July, and I was away for 4 days to essentially save the world was okay. the slogan of the show. So we were all paired in, we were all put in teams. So yeah, there was about 11 on each team. And there were 40 entrepreneurs, CEOs, investors who came from all around the world. So it was amazing to be, you know, with such a diverse crew and to meet all of these new people. Now, each team was paired with a not-for-profit. So we were paired with a not-for-profit called Heartfelt. Now, I feel really passionate about this now, because when I left, I had no clue that sudden cardiac arrest is the number one killer in the world, which is crazy.
I didn't know that either.
It's the media don't report on it, but it is. And the worst thing is as well is that people sometimes think that it's, you know, people who get sudden cardiac arrest have to be fat or maybe unhealthy or, you know, smokers, whatever. But that's not true at all. You see athletes just dropping dead on the field. You see people working in the very fit people going off into the military dropping dead. There was One Direction's sister who recently just dropped dead recently. Like it's horrifying, and it affects children and adults and people of all ages. So we were going out on the street and we were asking people, what do you think the number one killer is? And everyone was saying it's cancer or whatever, but no, it's sudden cardiac arrest. So anyway, we came up with this plan, our team, to basically create a big data platform. So what we would do is we would make screening compulsory between 13 and 18 years old, because most of it's preventable. And then everyone would be fitted with an Apple device, which would go off if you were about to have an attack. And then we would send you a drone with a defibrillator on top of it that would start you back up.
This is the use of technology.
Absolutely.
And the Internet of Things in order to get real life-saving equipment to people.
Absolutely, because you've got a seven-minute time frame, so you have to be quite quick. So the judges really liked our model, because they thought it was a nice moonshot, but at the same time also completely realistic.
Wow. So obviously we can't ask you how you've done, because it would ruin things for everyone. I guess one of the things that's quite interesting is this was recorded in Canada. You're talking about working with an international non-profit organisation. How did you end up being one of the people chosen to take part?
So it was a bit of a crazy story, actually. And
love a crazy story.
So
not gonna lie.
about a year ago, I had the executive producer reach out to me on Instagram, of all places.
Of all places.
Of all places. So it definitely helps to be growing your online presence, everybody, and to be out there in some way, shape, or form. You just never know what kind of opportunities are going to come your way. And he, I was actually working with him to help organize some entrepreneurs from around the world to come on the show. And it wasn't until recently that Chris sort of turned to me and said, "Hey, Briar, why don't you come on?" So naturally, I was kind of like, "Oh, okay. Why not?"
Well, I mean, you spend a lot of time with clients encouraging them to put themselves out there. So I guess it's very important that you have to walk the talk as well.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I think a lot of the clients that I even work with me because they see me doing what I do in my profession as well.
Just back to the show again for a few minutes. I guess you were over in North America filming and you were asked to take part. What exactly was it that you were bringing to the table? You were partnered up with Heartfelt. So what was it that you were bringing?
So I did a lot of soul searching, you might say, before I went and, you know, really thought about how I could sort of jump in and work effectively in a team as well, because obviously you're coming into this environment. I won't lie, I was a little bit concerned perhaps about how it might all take place. You've got the cameras on you all the time. You're in a new team. There's a lot of stresses. There's a lot of big characters going into it. So I was, you know, I went in as an observer to start. I wanted to get an idea as to, you know, what kind of personalities my other team members were and how we could work together effectively as a team, because I was watching a lot of The Apprentice prior to leaving.
And The Apprentice is different in different countries as well. The British version is very different to the American version. And, you know, there's different types of dynamic. And I think when you're bringing people of different cultures to one place, that can be challenging too.
Absolutely. And I took on a bit of a marketing role when I arrived. So we all sat down and thought, you know, what kind of skills do we have? We divided ourselves into team, because not only did we have to build this business plan, but we had to raise over 100,000 in capital. Wow. Over the 4-day period. So I was like on the phone to all my friends in New York being like, who do you know in America that you can put me in touch with? Who can give us some funding? So I was happy to actually bring lots of connections to the table as well, which was awesome. And I very much did take on a marketing role when I got there. So we created a really cool video which went out on social media to bring awareness to sudden cardiac arrest and, you know, really sort of thought about how we could bring into our business model some really powerful things. For one, brands all want to reach children that are 13 to 18 years old. So that was a really great demographic to be sort of working in with for our business plan as well.
And did you get any opportunity to represent the UAE? Of course, you were coming from here. Was there any chance to sort of showcase anything about the region as well while you were taking part?
Everyone else was fascinated,
I bet,
with the UAE, which was awesome. I had so many questions. One of the other contenders had me jump on a Skype call to her dad, who was curious about the UAE. So everyone just was, really fascinated. And, you know, I really did educate everyone about what such an amazing place it is and full of fantastic opportunities and how future forward we are as well. You know, the government is doing amazing things. You know, we've got a Minister of AI, Minister of Happiness, which is incredible. And they were so they were so amazed by that. And, I talked about the startup ecosystem as well, which I think is a really great part about being an entrepreneur in Dubai. It's very supportive, very collaborative.
Inspiration for staying in or going out. We've got you covered.
And Briar Prestige is with us from Briar Prestige International and Deals in High Heels. And we've been talking about the show that you're appearing on, The Social Movement. It's going to be airing on Amazon Prime. It's not out just yet, so we can't give too much away. But one of the things Zena and I were absolutely fascinated to ask you about, because you've been on Starting Up on my show on the Saturday and you were about to go. So you've been, you're back, and I want to know what the teammates were like, because, you know, whether it's Love Island, The Apprentice, there always seems to be a bit of drama in reality TV shows, especially if there's competition. You know, this is the idea of you competing for a great idea. So was there any drama behind the scenes or in front of the camera?
Well, there definitely was a bit, yeah.
I love it.
And, you know, I think that's purely because you're putting such big characters in the room together. And So basically what happened is very early on we decided what skills we were bringing to the table and what aspects of the competition we wanted to focus on or the challenge. So we sort of broke our team into little subgroups to work in.
Okay.
And one girl did not say what group she wanted to be on. So, of course, if you don't speak up, people can't read your mind. That's the way I see it. And she
wasn't happy with the choice, I'm guessing?
She was absolutely not happy. But she did, of course, not express it and not verbalise it. And it wasn't until a few hours later that she came up to me and said something very surprising, I thought. I said to her, oh, would you like to join our subgroup? Would you like to work on the marketing thing? She's like, well, I think because you're an Instagram star, you should have it down packed. And I was just like, wow.
Ooh, that is a definite meow moment, isn't it?
I was a little bit shocked, to be honest. I haven't been spoken like that since I was at school. but, you know, I just said to her, you're welcome to join. And yeah.
Are we going to see any of that, do you know? Any of the sort of that kind of stuff, or will it all be focused on the decisions and things like that? I guess you haven't seen it yet, so you don't know.
I'm not sure.
Amazing.
I know the executive producer is very determined to put everyone in a very good light.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, a bit of drama does sell.
It does help. But also, if you know, this is a competition, and if you put successful people in a room, they all want to win. And I think that's why you sometimes can get that personality clash and those issues. So it's going to be a global event. Millions of people are going to be able to watch and stream on Amazon Prime. Do you know when we might be able to watch it? Have you been let in on that yet, or are they still in production?
Not yet. Still in production. I've got a call with the executive producer next week, so we'll hopefully be able to give a date.
Well, you'll have to keep us posted about when it's coming up. So we've gone from streaming on Amazon Prime, just to have a quick mention of Amazon Prime. It was the first time we ever had it here in the region, and we were talking to our tech journalist Nick Rago from Tech Radar earlier in the week about what he'd bought a VR Oculus Quest, I think it's called. And did you buy anything, Brian, on Amazon Prime? It was 2 days here in the region, the first time we've ever had a chance to do it. Did you get anything?
I didn't. No bargain sale.
So I bought a Kindle, and people listening to the show, sorry to repeat this, but I bought a Kindle because I keep dropping them in the water.
Oh,
I take
no
them
way.
On holiday with me, or you know, I'm at the pool or the beach here and I'm reading them in the water and I drop them. So I bought one because I knew I needed another one, but it's like my fifth one in 4 years.
Goodness.
So yeah, I know. So I had to get it when it was on sale because it's like the fifth one. And luckily for me, the new ones are waterproof. So I'm hoping this one's going to stay with me. I don't lose them, I just break them. But I have some interesting global statistics from Amazon Prime Day. So in America, this is what most people bought on those 2 days. They bought a personal water filter straw. That was the most popular item in America. And Ancestry kits. Very strange combination. In the UK, it was a Sony PlayStation console, an electric toothbrush, and a vacuum cleaner, a Shark vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you, Brian, as you are now an Amazon Prime star, or soon to be, what do you think was the best seller in the United Arab Emirates?
Like something random, like a blender?
No, it's not a blender. I can see why you think that, because we do love our gadgets and our tech here. It's not tech in the slightest. So would you like to guess again? So there's three things, the top three things in the UAE. None of them are tech related in the slightest.
Socks.
No. So in at number three, fine towel tissue roll. So tissues. That's what we were buying. All of us. So many of us. And laundry detergent.
Okay.
So people obviously buying big bulk boxes because it's reasonable. And number one, bottled water. Can you believe that?
It's different from the other countries, for sure.
It definitely is. So apparently, all of us shopping on Amazon Prime Day, we saved more than $1 billion on the day.
Wow.
So it's the first time we had it in the region. And I think it was interesting for me because I've experienced Amazon in different parts of the world and it was just the same as everywhere else. And I thought that was good. I ordered my item at 10 o'clock at night and it was here in the office by the very next day, which I thought was amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's good.
So I am a Prime member. That means I will be able to watch your show when it comes out. Just a reminder, it's called The Social Movement. So stay tuned for more from Briar on that.
Thank you. Yes, do tune in and watch. So it will be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Okay, as soon as we have a date for you about when the social movement is being aired, I'm sure we can share that with you. For now, big thanks to Bri Prestige, the founder of Bri Prestige International and the founder and presenter of Deals in High Heels.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great weekend, everyone.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.